Welcome back to Fun Town, everybody. It's Tuesday for us, Election Day, and it's Wednesday for you. That means when you're listening to this, we don't know who our president is yet. But the good news is, if you're listening to this, that means that the world hasn't burned down to dust. The world's not over. It still exists, which is good. So regardless of who won or who your candidate was, we're still here.
This is like a little baby time capsule that we're making that only has to go 4 hours.
Right?
Yeah. Into a whole world we can't even imagine. it's insane.
It's going to be decided that fast.
If we were doing it live, we could be like, there's lots of fires here, Jessica. People are shooting each other.
The kittens.
Todd, I'm coming to you live from the north side of Indianapolis, and it is extremely white up here. There is a long line at Starbucks, and that's about it.
Oh, is that Jeff doing a report near my home?
You need a helicopter.
Ooh. I want to. Have you guys ever flown in a helicopter?
Yes.
No. I want to.
Austin, have you?
No, I've never flown in a helicopter.
Really? Have you done it, Jeff?
I flew in a helicopter in the middle of a desert by an ex-Vietnam vet who just had a helicopter sitting by the side of the road with his daughter in a bikini in a lawn chair. Holding a sign that just says helicopter rides $20.
Nice.
And you went?
Oh, yeah. All four of us went, and it was the most terrifying fucking thing I've ever done in my life.
Your whole family. Awesome.
No, me and my three friends, we had driven out west we were rebuilding a church that got damaged in an earthquake for a couple weeks. I don't know. I was back when I gave a shit. And but on the way out there, we're driving and we're literally in the middle of the fucking desert. And all of a sudden it's like, hey, there's a hot chick in a bikini. Oh, my God. Helicopter rides. And then we get up and we're like, hey, is that your wife? And he's like, no, that's my daughter. And like, it was one of those helicopters that didn't have any doors on the sides.
That's what I was going to ask.
And he's just like pointing the nose down, just shooting across the desert floor, like up over these mountains. And
flying like the same rig he was taking over.
Yes.
38th yes. parallel.
Like he's about to drop down in a hot LZ, pick like up some wounded.
You're just praying the PTSD doesn't kick in, like that you don't say something wrong that reminds him of, you know, a buddy he lost.
Yeah.
And he's just like, fuck it. Yeah.
Worst of all would be if one of your friends was named Charlie and he would set him off. I jumped out of a helicopter and I was on the scuba team and would fly us in over this big quarry. And then we would just jump out. I forget how high we were up, but you had to like put your hand on the outside of your regulator, hold it on tight, and you wrap your other hand around your belly and then just jump in feet first.
What?
Cool. Yeah, it was really
like
cool.
Just straight out of a helicopter.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm such a pussy.
I was like, we're never going to need these skills, but it's cool to practice. One of those things. Like, when are they ever going to need to fly the state police in a helicopter as a diver? And just like,
somebody get the state police here as soon as possible.
Like, first of all, if you need a diver, like, by the time you assemble a helicopter, get it ready, put bodies on it, and get it to where you need to go, probably that person in the water doesn't need saving anymore. That's what I'm thinking.
More of a recovery mission.
Yeah. Maybe like,
you probably could just take a raft out and a hook. Like, you don't really.
We could use the John boat that's on the shore. No, what are you talking about?
I bet you wouldn't even find the body at that point. It'd just be like, right. Well, it was by that creek this morning when I called. Who knows now?
Although you do find bones in creeks, right? Didn't you find that? No, it was a gun.
A gun, right. Yeah, they do find bones.
You're a creek diver. You found stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have to ask this. I'm obsessed with this, and I don't think anyone else has even heard of it, let alone done it. Have you guys ever magnet fished?
Magnet
fished? Or seen people magnet fish? I've never magnet fished, but I want to.
Senior citizens off of a balcony where you fish. Oh, like a magnet, and then they pick up little magnetic fish at the bottom, literally.
No, this is you get a super heavy magnet and you go like by a bridge and you throw hook it to a rope and you throw it off the bridge and you drag the bottom and you see what you pull up.
Jeff, have you seen the video where the guy finds the grenade?
I've seen probably 5,000 magnet fishing videos, Austin, and I've seen them find everything from loaded safes to guns.
Weird, though.
Lots of guns, lots of discarded guns, lots of empty safes, a ton of empty safes, some still closed safes, lots of silverware, like sunglasses,
phones.
Oh, yeah, shit ton of phones. Yeah, but none of you guys have ever heard of
it or weird.
I've never even heard of it. Kids and old people playing with the fish magnet. I didn't know this was a real. No.
And that's hilarious, Jess, because I just had this visual like Jeff was going to open this window to this whole like there's a whole channel on cable dedicated to magnet fishing. Like,
there is a whole channel on YouTube dedicated to like there's people who have 1 million views on their magnet fishing videos. Well,
yeah, because that's cool. But if there's a whole channel dedicated to senior citizens doing it off their balcony
with the little plastic fish
for poker chips that have a magnet on the other end, then I'm gonna be worried.
They could turn it in from fake money to use in the marketplace.
That's the saddest fucking thing I've ever heard.
I can get it. Something they got some form of an activity. Yeah.
Oh. I got a coupon for an extra bag of milk.
Look at Gerald. Somebody caught the big salmon this afternoon. Getting two candy bars.
Oh my God. I seriously just choked on that Austin, you dick.
What are you eating, Jeff?
I was drinking.
Oh,
yeah. I've been drinking since I got home today around 2:20, and I've been drinking since about 2:21.
Nice.
I had to slow down so we could do this.
Yeah. I took quite a nap.
I've been resting. Right now it's Coca-Cola because I am to be participating in a drinking game of some sort, an election night drinking game that's going to kick off when we're done here. So
what?
I'm saving myself.
Oh. That sounds awesome.
I don't know the rules yet. They're supposed to let me know afterward. But yeah, you know, election night's always a big drinking game night. Somebody makes up some game based on the progress of the night. I don't even know. Like, oh, Florida wins. You got a pound of a couple shots or something. Maybe it's a shot for every state somebody loses. I don't know.
Oh, dude. Wild.
For every electoral votes you lose.
Yeah, you can just be hammered.
Yeah.
Like playing Century Club.
Dude, have you ever played Three Man? It's a dice game.
I have. Remind me how it goes. I don't remember.
I can't even remember. It's all been wiped from my fucking brain.
It is a dice game.
I was so drunk playing this. None of it got put into like permanent memory. It was all just RAM storage. So
I do know it destroys you for sure. I remember
that. Just every number means drinking at least like 3 or 4 sips and you're done in 45 minutes.
Right.
Oh, wow. So for a roll that totals 3, or if you show a 3 on the dice, the 3-man must take a drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like so you get designated the 3-man.
So
yeah.
No matter what. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you're get fucked. Really fucked up.
You're fucked. If you're the 3-man, you're done.
Yeah. Like if everybody else gets really hot, you're just done.
And we did a thing where you had to make little mustaches at some point, and the last person to put them, that was a lot of fun to do.
Yeah. Yeah, with kings.
Kings will fuck you up.
Yep.
Sure. I've never played a drinking game.
We drink like psychos in the Midwest. You know never? That we really do.
Do what?
We drink like psychos in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing else to do.
Yeah, like quarters. Man, in college we played the fuck out of quarters. And one time I swallowed my quarter, and I was like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die!" So I was like trying to make myself throw up the quarter, and I couldn't. And then finally I go in for like a third round, got it up. I don't know what would have happened if I'd have left that quarter in there. Do I shit it out?
You threw up a quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That had to hurt so bad.
Oh, it did. I'm like, I remember my throat was fucked up for like 2 weeks.
Now you know how those ladies feel taking shit down their throat that big. Like it's not comfortable.
You know what, Jeff? That was a bit of a jump, but I'm going to agree with you there. I think that's poignant.
Are you talking about sword swallowers?
Yeah,
Yeah, the ones.
Those ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just a quarter. Look how bad it fucked your neck up.
Just a quarter. Can you imagine?
Imagine no Jeff gimmick. Bringing half to a third of that diameter.
Exactly. Imagine the dime I'm throwing down your throat. Oh.
Speaking of consumption.
Eating dicks.
I wish you guys could see Jess's face right now.
He's like, priceless. What the fuck?
Great to be here. I don't know how I can even comment on it.
Jess, what are you doing? What have you been?
You know what I did? So Don Juan tried to help me wind down. Uh-huh. Calm down. So he's like, I got you some CBD gummies, but
do those CBD. Work?
These aren't CBD.
Those are real gummies?
No, they're not as good because I wouldn't be.
Right.
I'd call in sick. These are just like 300 milligram Delta 8. I don't even know what they are, but they do make me kind of calm down.
Really?
Yeah. But they're not just full of CBD.
But there's no CBD in it?
It's like, I don't know.
I'm trying to try out
the CBD, but
I've never noticed any effects whatsoever when I've taken CBD. I don't know if it's working or not.
I think if you consume enough THC, because one, you're taking it a fuckload of CBD too, usually, right. But the THC is just so much better. Oh, so yeah. I mean, like, get out of here. With your CBD oil.
So the CBD is so you can do it and still function without.
Right. It's supposed to calm you down, or like if you have a ache or a pain, it kind of dulls it, right?
Does the THC not do that too?
Oh, it does. Yeah. It does.
Sure. Yeah. So
it's supposed to have CBD for. So you aren't high. It has all the
effects. So you can operate heavy equipment.
Right, exactly. And you can drive your car. And I found that the reason CBD doesn't work is because it's bullshit. I don't believe it has any effect whatsoever. And I think it's all in your head.
Have you think it's just people
working up the courage to try weed?
Yeah.
Like, I did CBD. And then
I thought about getting a CBD vape. So I can like smoke it like at work, like when I get shitty, I can like go out front and like take a couple of puffs of CBD and see if that calms me down.
You should try it. Let me know if it works.
I'll bring you one of these thingies.
No, I'll try it.
Tell me what it is, Jeff.
Is that like a vitamin formula of some sort?
It's a gummy.
Where's it from?
Three Top Hemp Company. I don't know.
All they do is extract the THC from the weed, right? And then they put that in there?
Yeah, this, I guess, it's so weird because it says it had, I don't know. People, I'm so sorry as I talk about this. I'm an idiot. This is just a 300 milligram Delta 8 gummy. Whatever. A fun little cocktail. It's not a weed gummy.
What are you drinking, Jess?
Sprite.
That's it?
You're not even doing dew on a night like this. I figured you'd be riding some new flavored Mountain Dew.
do they have a new flavor?
It seems like they're always coming out.
Don't they always have a new flavor? I thought that was their gimmick.
Something happening. Maybe it's a salsa or hot sauce. Is that it?
Mountain Dew's got a hot sauce?
I think so. Something like that.
Jess, would you try Mountain Dew ketchup?
Yeah. Oh, I do that right now. What's that? Sugar?
You guys have
a hamburger?
Because of Donnie Baker, I assume you guys have tried the Hillbilly Jaeger Bomb, right? With its beer Mountain Dew.
No.
Budweiser Mountain Dew.
You never?
God. You know, it's what he makes on stage. And it's good. Here's the thing. Turns out you can put anything in Mountain Dew, still tastes pretty good. Mm-hmm. It cuts syrupy. Everything. Yeah.
Now, I've done Jaeger Mountain Dew shots.
Great.
But I can just, I mean, there was a time when I would just like, my thing was I'd get a pint of Jaeger chilled at the ghetto roll in by my house. And I would get a six pack of like Miller Lite, and I would go sit on my front porch in my double, and I would sip Jaeger and knock back a six pack of Miller Lite, and I would be perfect.
Dude.
About 3 a.m.
We would have been best friends. If you ever call me and say, hey, do you want to sit on a porch and drink Jaeger and Miller Lite? I'm like, yes, I'm there. I'm on my way right now.
Awesome.
It's my
thing. Finally.
Yes.
Finally, I found my soulmate.
Took me your candy shell.
I love it.
I love Jaeger so much.
I still have your candy shelf right here, Todd. I need to bring it. I keep forgetting it. I'm horrible. I'm a horrible friend.
We'll get it. I
have a travel one.
Is there any alcohol that, like, do you have that one? Mine is Rumplemintz. I can't even look at it. If you're going to hand it to me, I want to throw up right away. Goldschlager, what was that? Dempsey's?
I don't know. Shitty Irish whiskey. I've been doing that with picklebacks.
Yes. And, another good. I love Irish whiskey.
Why do people bring fucking pickles into drinking? That's
you know what?
Because you can tolerate it doesn't mean you should be doing it.
It's like you're drinking in a deli.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
I like it. I do. I like any Irish whiskey, but you throw me some Goldschlager or Rumplemintz at me, I can't even. I would just immediately.
Mine's Sambuca.
I'll drink a Sambuca.
I went to in college all the time would get free Sambuca from the rep, so that was like the thing the bartender would give to you when he's trying to be cool.
Right. Mm. Nice. Somebody was hitting some CBD. So yeah. I was like,
sorry about that. I couldn't hit the mute quick enough.
That's hilarious. You should have let her go.
I'm like over here trying to hit the mute button and I couldn't. Yeah.
That was such a recognizable cough. I'm like, yeah, somebody just hit it.
If not, I hope the COVID cases clear up at your house.
Yeah.
That was such a good weed cough. I could almost smell the weed like through my computer screen.
Maggie just got home. From swim lessons.
The beautiful Maggie. It's awesome.
They're saying hello. You can't hear them, but they loved your cough, by the way.
Yes.
Wonderful cough.
It makes me want to go get mine. All right. So speaking of consumption, real quick, why don't we knock out your guys' way in and have Jess tell us where we're at with this thing,
okay,
the progress you've made, where Team Austin is compared to Team Jeff.
After week two, Austin lost 6.4 pounds. Wow. Mm. And then
Austin's lost 6.4 pounds.
Oskay lost 2.7 pounds, currently weighing in at 218. Sorry, Austin is weighing in at 211.4 from last week.
Oh.
We wait on week three results. You guys never sent me your inches around your belly, though.
Oh, yeah. We're inchless right now.
Inchless.
How do you feel about it, Jeff? While he's getting ready, how do you feel like?
I know, bad. I feel bad, but
okay.
I feel good in that I've started doing these high intensity workouts in my living room every day.
Mm, yes, they're good.
And I started out with like 10 minutes and now I'm up to like 20 minutes. And so I know I haven't lost any weight, but I feel like I'm getting healthier.
That's good.
That's all that matters.
What did you weigh in at, Austin?
208.9.
Ooh. Holy crap.
Jesus Christ.
Another two-something pounds.
I'm losing my momentum here. I can feel it.
You think you're going to plateau?
But Halloween was rough. Holy shit.
I don't know how you guys did it.
I did not see that coming. So much candy. Mm. So, I mean, did you guys know there was that much candy on Halloween? Like, I did not realize. I didn't realize how big of a part of it was.
You ate half of your bowl, Jess?
Yes.
I feel like that's what I do every year. We used to give out candy. I would just house the fuck out of it. I would take all the good candy. So all they had left were like the blue Tootsie Rolls or whatever. You know?
Oh, I love the blue ones. <Do you?
laughs> I had a bag and a half of Reese's Cups one year. It was bad.
I can eat so many Reese's Cups in one sitting.
I could eat a pound of Smarties right now.
Oh, yeah.
I love Smarties.
My kids did not go trick-or-treating this year, but we bought them just a couple bags of random candies. But the worst is when they go trick-or-treating, because I can buy candy I'm not going to want.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but they come home, and one of my favorite candies, and this is so hillbilly, is, well, two of my favorite candies, fucking Milk Duds and Bitto Honeys. And I have such
honeys.
And I have such hillbilly teeth that if one of those goes in my mouth right now, I'm losing a crown. Like I'm losing, a tooth. Yeah. It's going to cost me $1,000. So I'm glad that they did not go trick or treating.
Dentists love both of those candies very much. I'm surprised they don't keep a bowl of it in the
way. And every time I'm like, I'm just going to suck on the milk dud. I'm not going to bite it. I'll just suck on it.
That's not always hard.
I'm just going to suck on it. And and maybe I'll make it through three or four. And I'm being responsible. And then I start watching TV or something. Next thing I know, there comes a filling out.
You're done. So it works. All right. So how much did he lose this time, Jess?
So he's lost 8.9 pounds so far from last week.
Impressive. That's in 2 weeks?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Two and a half pounds from last week still. So
wow. Yeah, see, that's what I mean.
Great work.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go away.
All right, Oscar, you go away.
You lost like 9 pounds in 2 weeks. Austin.
I can tell, too. I feel like your face is not as fat as usual.
Yeah. Well, fuck you, Todd. How's your diet going?
Terrible.
Those headphones off. See if I can see your fucking ears.
I'm on. I'm on this new diet where I'm taking everything that used to be up here and moving it down here to the midsection. Yeah. That's my new diet. Oh, he doesn't sound happy, by the way. All right, drop it on us. Did you gain weight?
I've gained weight.
Where are you at, Jeff?
I'll put it this way. I weighed myself yesterday, and my scale, this fucking asshole of a scale, keeps track. Like, it knows where you were last time, and so tells you how much you've... since yesterday, I put on 0.7 pounds. Mm. And I am currently... Now, I will say I had two taco salads tonight. I'm sitting on easily 5 pounds of feces in my intestines that I could go drop at any time. 219.1.
219.1?
219, wow.
Oscar gained 1 pound or 1.1 pound. But you've also been working out, so I feel like this could be
the plateau before muscle.
It drops.
Yeah,
you might be I'm not putting on muscle. I'm hurting my knees. My knee hurts. I shingled roof over the weekend. Like, I climbed up and down a ladder for 8 hours a day for 2 days, and I fucking put weight on. Are you shitting me?
You're a beef boy. You're beefing up. Look at you, like Chris Hemsworth doing a marble run.
So pissed.
Incredible.
Dude, I was like, man, I seriously, all weekend, my parents' roof is like it's just it's 45 fucking, like, I ran up and down to the point I have blisters on the bottom of my feet from running up and down a ladder, and I put on weight. Are you shitting me?
You're drinking.
I hate the world.
You really retain a lot of water. Okay.
I feel like if you weigh in the morning, that pound's going to be gone.
I don't care.
No.
He's at 208.
Waist measurement. You're 39.
Your waist measurement's 39. Do you know what started at?
He started. Austin was at 40.
You got an inch off.
That's pretty good.
That is good.
Taryn, I think water does have a big thing to do with it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you drinking a lot of water?
I have been, yeah.
I mean, you can easily drain 6-7 pounds out of yourself if you're of any decent size at all of water in like a day.
Like a woman they can fluctuate 8 pounds in a month just off of hormones, water retention, and all that crap.
Yeah.
Now, 8 is a high side, but 5 pounds is pretty typical to fluctuate. So you can be extremely bloated and fluffy.
Uh-huh.
Because your uterus is ready to have a party, and then when no one shows to that party, it gets pissed. Yeah, you just...
I hate a uterus party.
Oh. Ain't no party like a uterus party.
No one's been to the uterus party.
So. Todd and his antisocial penis doesn't want to come to your uterus party.
I'm not going to your uterus
party. Listen, I'm not big. I'm not good in crowds or whatever it is. They're just, they can come back later.
You can hang out in the hallway.
Yeah.
The baby egg isn't there.
I am still at 44 inches.
Okay. All right.
Because you haven't gained, so... But still, you know what? Sometimes not gaining over a holiday like Halloween is a win. Victory.
Agreed.
You know what? I appreciate what everyone's doing right now, but knock it the fuck off. Like, I'm a 47-year-old man. I have not...
You're doing good.
Attain what I wanted to attain yet, but I still have time. I know I can do this shit.
You got time.
I'm going in slowly. I will say, Jess Hooker is stocking the green room super good at work. We have nonstop Slim Jims now in the drawer. Oh. Like tiny little Slim Jims. Like, oh, this isn't going to hurt my diet Slim Jim. Well, I had 7 of them today. I had 7 Slim Jims because I'm a hillbilly who loves processed meat in a casing. And so that I know is not helping me. I will say this. I went from 4 Mountain Dews a day down to 1 Mountain Dew, and then I switched to LaCroix.
That is huge.
So, like, I feel like I'm healthier, but I'm just not losing weight.
Jeff, I think that will just snowball for you. I really do think. I think you're probably more in a calorie deficit than you think by eliminating that much sugar out of your diet. Your body's it'll just get rolling.
I also think that drinking that much LaCroix will make you not want to eat or put anything in your mouth because it's disgusting. It's the worst tasting shit.
It's so bad, it's good. Like, it comes back around. Like, you're like, oh, this is horrible, but I can't stop drinking it.
I know Tommy G loves it, but man, I can't. I'm like, ooh. I'd really, like, can I just put some vodka in here or something? Like, ugh.
What, do you do any flavored water? Does anyone have a preference? Because I can ask for any flavored water. I just only know LaCroix.
I don't like any of it. I've not had one yet that I really like, but
Have you tried the pamplemousse LaCroix?
No. What is pamplemousse?
It's grapefruit in French.
Oh.
Well, I do.
I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly. It just has a hint of grapefruit at the end, and I enjoyed that one the most.
Something about any kind of seltzer, anything like that, it just doesn't sit well with me. I don't know why. I just have such a Walmart palate.
Palate.
Yeah. Are you guys into any of those at all? Other than that?
I drink kombucha.
What's that?
I tried that.
Oh, I love kombucha. That shit's expensive, though.
It is.
Yeah.
Living the good life. I get my probiotics.
What do you pay for a can of that there, Austin?
I get it at the farmer's market.
So twice. The rate
last time was about $2 a can.
Actually, that's cheaper than at Meijer. Like Meijer, it's like $3.47 a bottle.
I got a 6-pack though, so I think it
nice
come out ahead.
I would do that.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention what kind it is? Do you want to share with the world?
It is, they used to be Circle City. Now it's just Circle Kombucha. This is their seasonal lavender mint. It's pretty good.
Okay.
All their stuff's good. They kind of do a little bit more what I consider a mild version, but I think it's pretty tasty. It's a little bit, it doesn't have the, doesn't hang out in your mouth as long when you drink
That's important. That's important. That's what gets me about all of those.
I love the kombucha. Hanging around in
your mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being healthy when I'm drinking kombucha, even though I may not be.
I don't know if you are not.
My body.
What's literally got it once because it was supposed to be like you get your probiotics, put the good or what is it, the good stuff back in, blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Boring stuff.
Some and people get the shits from it.
Oh, really?
That would be great.
Yeah, some people, when they first drink a kombucha, they get the shits.
Jess said that would be great. Do you have a problem in that department, Jess?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You and my son, you have to constantly like take stuff to help make that happen.
Do you like avocado?
I do. However,
avocado will help you.
I found that fish oil actually helped pretty well.
Fish oil same does, deal. Right?
Yeah, I was going to oil.
Yeah, but I just don't like putting those tablets up my ass.
We did this entire bit last week.
What the fuck is happening, guys? Deja vu.
Have we swallowed ourselves and fucking imploded?
I think I talked about fish.
Well, that's it, everybody. That was fun town.
Maybe we're not really here. Maybe the world is done and we're just playing on an infinite loop. We're
programs that were written for Todd to keep him company after Marty left and we have gone redundant.
Oh my god,
we're supposed to replace the dogs and we failed.
Yeah, bring me some of those gummies. I want some of those.
Different than the like, cookies I've had before. Because then you're like, oh man. These are just like, I don't know. Maybe it's a mixture with all the other stuff I have in me.
I need to get some edibles.
Have you started running, Austin? How's the running coming?
I started doing push-ups.
Oh, nice.
And I've got a jump rope now. And I'm probably going to start riding my bike to work. Because that is not only a calorie burn, but there's a fear burn in there too that I get from riding to work on my bike. So
of getting ran over.
Just the panic is a whole nother level to your heart rate. It holds you up there.
And it's cold. You'll burn even more calories because you're riding in the cold. Now,
yeah, and the thought of getting killed in the cold.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Running scared in the Arctic keeps you thin.
Dude. It is fucking Fury Road going downtown sometimes. People are mad at you for being on a bike. They're mad at you.
I ride on the sidewalk. I don't give a fuck. I'm not riding with traffic. Those people are assholes. I've had people fucking run me into cars so many times.
I don't understand why it seems reversed to me. You should be riding your bicycle on the sidewalk, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's much safer for everyone than being on the road. Worst case scenario is you run into somebody and they get a black eye. I mean, you're risking.
I've never hit anyone on the sidewalk, but riding in the street, I've hit 3 cars from people just turning me in, like running me into parked cars.
Yeah.
But I have a really cheap bike. So if I tried to keep up with traffic and ride in the street, I would get run over. And that's fair. So it'd be better on the sidewalk because it's like a little.
There's no cars on the side.
You don't ride. If you're ever in an area where you don't feel like they're respecting you, you don't ride along the edge and let them go around you. You go out to the middle of that fucking lane and you make them all wait for you while you ride your bike. That's what you do.
Really? You do that?
You take the lane. You're legal to. You can take up the entire lane. You can hold people up to whatever fucking speed you're going.
And you've done that.
Yes, I've done that.
That's why they want to kill you, Austin.
Are you afraid you're going to get some psychopath? It's just like, all right, today's the day. And he just goes right over you.
Dude, I feel like I look nuts in a helmet. So I feel like I can turn it up real quick. Oh, shit. You know, I'm not a fun face to have turn around and look at you in my helmet. It's not good.
Especially if you have a curly mustache or whatever later.
Yeah, right. If the curly mustache comes, it'll be...
I think the problem is back before I started riding downtown, the problem is when you're a car driver, there's so many bike riders that don't follow the rules. Like they ride through a red light all the time. Yeah. And it's like, so then you're like, fuck that guy. Like if he stopped at the red, but so many bike riders look right, look left and just blow through that red light. Mm-hmm. Like they don't have to follow any of the rules. And then eventually you're like, fuck all those bike riders. They think they can do whatever the fuck they want. And the even more frustrating part is they're beating you. Because they don't have to follow the rules. And so then you're even more angry at these people. And so I think then when you have a bike rider like you who does follow the rules, car drivers already hate bike riders. Like they already have a stigma towards those people.
So what those car drivers need to realize is one, drivers break a whole nother set of rules when you're out there watching them. They don't fucking signal. They don't give a shit. They run lights all the time. Also, two, stop being a little bitch and get a fucking bicycle. Get a bike and get out on the road. Ride through. Come with me. I'll show you how to blow through a red light while everyone's sitting in front of the hospital for no fucking reason. It's amazing. I never felt more free than riding through a bullshit 3-way intersection that's governed by a light. Incredible.
I do it. I'm just on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Do you ever have this moment where like you're driving and it's middle of the night, let's say it's like 3-4 in the morning for whatever reason, you're at a stoplight, there's no one around, and you're like, god damn, this light's been red a little long, and you just like, fuck it, and you just go right through it?
Yeah.
Is that not the best feeling in the world?
Twilight.
I just created a life shortcut right here. I just fucking gained another minute of my life that I shouldn't have had. And you feel so ahead of things. And there's no Johnny Law there to take you down. You're like, I'm a rebel.
But have you ever like
did you just like, call totally... him Johnny Law?
Like, what, have you ever gone to the red light and treated it like a stop sign and you just like stop, you look both ways and go, and you didn't realize you did that, and you're like, oh my god, am I gonna die, because you just went fine. So you're like, what the hell just happened and why did I do that? Like one time downtown, terrifying.
They just put a four-way, we had a four-way stop right by my house here at the corner, and they switched it to a traffic light, which I'm super pleased with. But for like the first month, multiple people stopped at the red light and then just went and got hit. Because they were so used to it being a four-way stop, and then traffic the other way wasn't. Actually, my Maggie's brother just got T-boned doing that. He had stopped. It was a red light. He stopped. Like, cars are coming, but he's like, oh, they're going to stop. And he went to turn, and this car just was on a green and just plowed him. Totaled his car. Yeah. But I found myself doing that one day. I was like, I stopped, I went, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, holy shit, I just ran a red light at 2 in the afternoon. Like, I'm lucky I didn't just get T-boned. So
one time I was driving in the middle of the night in Cincinnati, and this is way back in the day. I'm probably 23 years old. Like, I was in the Marine Corps then, and was on a drill weekend. Me and my buddy had been out partying, going to the bars, and then we're driving back to his place, and I don't know my way around Cincinnati, and we're like in the sketchiest part of Cincinnati you could possibly be in, and I blow through this stop sign. Like, I didn't even know it was there. I didn't see it. And I was just, and I mean, I'm not kidding. The rear bumper of my car couldn't have cleared those railroad tracks by inches, and then a train just went like loud, like shook my whole car, and I slammed on my brakes, and we just looked at each other like, are we dead? Like, it was the scariest thing in my life.
Whoa.
Like, 1 second later, and I'd have been right in the middle.
Was coming?
No, I didn't even know there were tracks there or a stop sign or anything. I just blew right through it.
Maybe it was a ghost train.
Yeah, I know, right? That was like one of those moments, like as soon as that happened afterward, you're just like, did I just shit myself? And when you realize that you didn't, you're like, I feel so grateful to be alive right now. Like, we just appreciate life a little more, you know?
And I'm not even talking drunk or high. How many times have you driven somewhere like far away and you got there and you're like, I don't remember driving here. Like, you obviously did. And you're like, go out, you check your grill, make sure there's not like a fucking tricycle hanging out of it. Yeah. You were just like, how much was I just not paying attention for the last hour and a half that I showed up here and I don't remember any of the trip?
Like, I do that when I'm reading books. I'll get like to, I'm on chapter 7. And I'm like, I don't remember anything from chapters 1 through 6.
Yeah.
Like, did I even read, or I just stare at the page? But yeah, I've had that moment driving too. I wonder what causes it. It's got to be, there's got to be like a.
Be a little stupid.
There's some hypnosis. You're just a little dumb,
and that's what happens to people, I guess.
But I feel like you do, you put yourself in a trance somehow. Yeah. Like you just said, Jess, I feel like it's similar to hypnosis. Just the right, you know, ambient sound in the background, the hum of the car, what you're listening to on the radio, and you're almost in a state of hypnosis. And you get there and you're like, I don't remember anything.
For me,
but it's like, I remember what my uncle did to me when I was 3, and it's weird.
Jesus.
Well, so
we're going to jump in on that, but I think we're just going to let that one lie there, Todd.
It's weird that I that's the only one thing I relate to hypnosis.
You guys ever noticed how Todd brings up Uncle Frank on long drives? I think he's starting to remember.
Oh, shit. You know, I have a friend now, Doug Thompson, who's a outstanding like comedy hypnotist, and I've been picking his brain because comedy's so hard anyway. And he was
outstanding,
a regular comedian. Yeah,
outstanding comedy hypnotist. Like, he's not the only fucking one, dude. Like, there's a large gradient scale of these guys to compare.
That's what I'm saying. He's on the upper scale, he's the right? One. Yeah, he does really well for himself versus What's some his of name? The others. Doug Thompson.
Where's he out of?
He lives in Iowa.
Okay, you're gonna have to sell me on this shit. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, I've never seen Zach, but I just know, like, as far as success goes, there's a very wide range. Well, I guess the same way in comedy. He's up toward the upper shelf, and
he's getting paid.
Yeah, he's getting paid. He doesn't have to have another job or anything. So,
full time hypnotist.
Right.
I'm embarrassed telling people. Some dude over the weekend while I was helping roof my father's house, one of the guys was like, "So, what do you do?" And my brother's like, "He's a stand up comedian." And I was just like, "God damn it!" Like, I can't imagine if my brother's like, "He's a hypnotist." I'd be like, even more embarrassed to introduce myself to people and what I do for a living.
Well, and I was asking him because he was a regular comedian first, right? And then he learned hypnotism.
I believe this.
No,
it's all about success, right? I mean,
as we all know, comedy has its problems, right? Like, if you're not famous, it's hard to make money.
It's so much more than a guy being like, you know what, I need to, like, maybe I'll start playing guitar or something. I don't know. I got to get some more work. No, this motherfucker.
Well, that's what's interesting, right? Yeah, because
masters of the
they make more money.
Become a hypnotist.
Yes.
On top of being a comedian. He's not a hypnotist who's quippy. He's a fucking comedian.
Yes.
Went and learned how to hypnotize people. Uh-huh. Bullshit.
And this is why. Because
respect.
Comedy hypnotists make more money, generally speaking.
Oh, right? Yeah.
A shit ton more money. So he's like, I want to make more money. I'm not making enough doing comedy. I'm going to be a comedy hypnotist.
So did he go to hypnotizing school?
Yeah, down in Florida. Yeah, was like, it in Florida?
Of course, in Florida.
They have like a huge school down in Florida that a bunch of these guys have gone to.
Chemicals in the water down in Florida.
No, like it's like a month. I believe it's like a month and a half long course down in Florida. Or at least where I've talked to other hypnotists, and they go down and they learn the art of hypnotizing people.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Hypnotism, guys. Hypnotism. The ability to incept thoughts into people's brains and augment their behavior is learned at a month and a half long course in Florida. Bullshit.
It's basically marketing. That's all it is.
Not fucking happening.
They used to be police hypnotists.
In Florida, they show you how to use a neat fucking planner on how you can hire all your shills and your fucking audience plants and how to lie your way through this whole thing. That's what they teach you in a month and a half.
They teach magnet fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyone can hypnotize.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, you can't be an idiot.
You got to be like a good interviewer, basically, kind of that kind of type of person. But
wait, so they had police hypnotists?
Oh, yeah. There was a whole era still? For it. Like in the feds trained, like the CIA started training police to be hypnotists
back in the 70s. Yeah, Lee Harvey Oswald became the lone shooter on that.
But here's the deal. My question for him was, like, it's hard enough to just do comedy when people aren't ready for it. But like, you got to go in there and also hypnotize people from the crowd, because hypnotism only works if the person is like willing to be hypnotized. Right. You got to, right. From what I understand, I don't know, I've never been hypnotized, but so he gets asked, it was hilarious to me, because he was like, sometimes the gigs pay, so I go, but it's like a corporate show, and then it'll be like everybody's drunk by the time I get there, and like nobody there wants to be fucking hypnotized. And they're like, no, but yeah, but go up and do your hypnotism. He's like, I'm telling you, it's not going to work. You guys have been drinking for 4 hours. Everybody's standing around. They don't even want to hear. Just let me do jokes. I'll have a better chance at doing comedy right now than hypnotism, but they will make him do it. And I'm like, man, you think we have it tough. Like, you add the extra layer of the audience having to be in the mood.
Right.
Like, I would want to shoot myself, I think.
Well, I can't stand when people ask me and tell them a joke.
Right.
Like, can you be, oh, you're a hypnotist? Hypnotize me. Come on, right now. Do it. Like, come on. Oh, see? No, you can't. You suck. You are fake. Like,
yeah.
I have been to multiple hypnotist shows. Uh-huh. Of which I have gone up on stage. One was at One Liners and the old comedy club here in Indy. I got up on stage. There was probably 15 of us. And he walked to each person and he's like, what is your name? And you told him your name. And he was like, so he went through three people. He got to me. He goes, what's your name? And I go, Jeff Hoska. He goes, you can sit down right now. And I was like, what? And he goes, sit down. Like, wasn't even like he was like, well, this guy's. And he sat, I think he kept like six or seven people up, but he probably sat half the people down.
Yeah, because they can tell which people are going to be more willing or susceptible.
Doesn't work,
right?
On Polish people.
Well, that's why. Yeah, he's like, oh.
You can't hypnotize Polish people.
No, I honestly, I thought about getting hypnotized when I was trying to quit smoking because I was having such trouble with it. But I just quit.
So I believe hypnotism can help some people, right? And some people can be hypnotized. Just go around the room. Austin, you just don't believe any of it? Like it's all...
No. I don't believe in hypnotism.
Aww.
You don't believe in this advanced stage of relaxation, like where you can go and maybe remember things that you from a traumatic experience or something?
I think unless you submitted yourself to some sort of psychedelic drug conditioning regimen, MK Ultra program, there's no way in fucking hell anyone's gonna hypnotize you at like the conference room of a Dave and Buster's. It's just not gonna happen. I'm not getting mind fucked at DMV.
How about you, Jess? You buy into it?
A little bit. I don't think I could be hypnotized on spot because I don't know how to relax to let the other side of my brain like actually took over. I'm always on alert,
right?
But I have bought sleep hypnosis like audible books to like listen to at night when I go to sleep, hopefully to, you know, get the part of the brain that's still awake when I'm asleep hears it and gets motivated and says positive.
I've
had some issues. I don't know if it actually works, but
I didn't know that was a thing, but it sounds the theory is sound.
It's like if you listen to positive stuff, which that would work, I think, for smoking also, because if you're listening to something at night when you're asleep, that's like.
I wonder what they say to you to make you want to stop smoking. When they get you super relaxed, it's like every time you taste a cigarette, it's going to taste like a turd. Or I mean, what do they do?
I've listened to like how to, you know, try to stop procrastinating or whatever, be happy, blah, blah, blah. And it just gives you like the positive affirmations throughout. So I bet for the smoking, it would say something like, you don't want to smoke cigarettes because it doesn't taste good. You really want to improve your health.
Right.
It keeps reinforcing that. So then you wake up kind of already thinking it like, oh, I'm going to do this today.
And when you hear the word apple, you will kill the president. Like
that might be in there too.
That would be my fear. I think it's why even if it's possible, wouldn't let myself be susceptible. So I'd be too scared they're going to drop some mnemonic shit on me like that.
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm talking about, Todd. You believe in that is the power of hypnotism, and you think it's learned in Florida. Like you think.
I think it's learned in Florida. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's Florida. I'll tell you this. The hypnotist I saw was so good, I bought all of his CDs afterwards. Like, I bought the non-smoking, the sleeping, the... and I listened to all of them, and none of them made a goddamn bit of difference. But I will tell you this, there were people on stage that I swear to God were hypnotized. There were a couple people on stage that were playing along.
Right.
And it was obvious they were playing along. And then there were a few people on stage that I honestly felt were hypnotized, that had that were not in the right fucking mind and had no idea what they were fucking doing.
Right.
Because the people who were playing along were quite more obvious. And the other people were more kind of like just had that dead eye look. You know what I mean? Like they were just, whereas the people who were playing along were kind of like looking for a reaction. You know, just you would see their eyes darting around to the crowd to see if they were getting a reaction. Whereas the other two were just kind of like zombies doing their thing.
There are some interesting law enforcement stories from hypnotism. One of them I know personally because the guy, he was the first to start the intelligence unit for the state police in Indiana. So it was back in the 70s when the CIA was. They would bring in one person from each large police department and train them on how to be an intelligence officer and create an intelligence team. And then their job was to go back to the police departments in their area and gather information on domestic terrorism and funnel it back to the CIA. And then they could also support their agency however needed. But they were to keep track of biker gangs, all this stuff, and just report back to the feds. So then what happened in his case was there was a guy called the Speedway Bomber. I don't remember his damn name now. But he set off a series of bombs in Speedway, Indiana, terrorized people. And when they were working the case, he was asked to hypnotize this witness that was with him at one point. And under hypnosis, he said, the guy said, I was walking him through, like, he opened his trunk. What did you see in his trunk? And he was talking about some weapons that were in there, some explosive making device. And he said there was a book. And then he describes the book. And as he gets further into it, he said there was like a stamp or something. It said, like, I don't have exactly what it was called, but something like DuPont Family Library or something like that. And they end up tracking that down to a stamp that went on books from the DuPont property, like the chemical DuPont people that were into some crazy fucking shit, you know, Foxcatcher. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever heard that story. The old man DuPont killed that wrestler on his property. Anyway,
what?
Yeah, it's a good movie. But they were into some, he was weird. Like, one of the DuPont kids that ended up running the estate was crazy and went nuts. And he was having paramilitary people that were domestic terrorists from California train in paramilitary training on his property because he's crazy. And they were learning, they would teach, they would hold schools there and how to make explosives and all this stuff. So they, because of the hypnosis and identifying that book with the DuPont property, they were able to tie him to going there to learn his bomb making, and that he trained with this domestic terrorist group that he was tied to out of California. And I was like, well, he didn't remember that in any of the interviews before. And they did prove that what he was seeing was real, pretty much. You know what I mean?
Where did this book come from?
From the DuPont Family Library or whatever they kept there.
So they found it there? They went looking for it?
No, but they found other books there with that same stamp. And, like, you would only know that if you had a book from there. You know what I mean?
So where'd they find his book?
I may have the details off a little bit. He just told me the story one time over the telephone. But
I kind of wonder if maybe the police had this book and they needed to find a way to get information they learned from maybe evidence they couldn't quite use into play. So they brought a hypnotist in who said he mentioned this book.
Boom. I mean, could be, but it didn't help the prosecution of the case in any way. All it did was help them feed intelligence to the people that in the CIA or whoever that were tracking this other domestic terrorist group.
Oh, this is purely just CIA hypnotism information gathering.
Yeah.
On accident. This was going to be.
He was supposed to help gather maybe something useful to the crime. And then during that, he came forward to this other information to help tie in a whole domestic terrorist group in California, just this detective in Indianapolis. So
that's crazy.
Fucking nuts. Yeah. Blew this whole thing wide open with hypnotism. Yeah. So
why are you so against it, Austin?
It seems so silly to me. It just seems inherently that somebody's going to come in with, like, what, a big spinny wheel and be like, you don't want to smoke anymore. Like, what, how do they put you into a trance?
How do people become cult leaders and get people to drink poison at the same time?
And here's what I mean.
Some people are more susceptible to shit. Your brain's a very complicated thing.
I'm going to look into it.
Well, you're thinking of the Brendan Dassey, maybe, making a murder. Like, remember the kid that was kind of off?
Oh, yeah, but that's just somebody who's mentally disabled. Like,
hey, didn't you use that knife or whatever? He's like,
Right. Yes. Remember when they give the detailed information and they just ask him to say yes?
So dirty. His mom's not even there. Jeez. Anyway.
Yeah, I think, Austin, you should delve into it and see if you can learn the art.
Maybe you can become one.
Yes, and you could make it an evening at the author's character where you bring people up from the crowd and hypnotize them.
Incredible power. I might have to learn this to combat your witch that you're going to sick on my penis later. I will hypnotize you.
If anything came of this, he's gave you a great idea for a new character for you to be with the authors.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You could be like the
failed hypnotist.
Yeah. Or no, you could just be the pessimistic hypnotist. But just like,
I'm sure none of this is working.
I'm pretty sure this is all bullshit, but who wants to come up here and try to get hypnotized?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you right now, chances of it happening probably slim to none. But
you're probably going
to
think it's dumb while I'm doing it. But whatever. Exactly. Let's see. See if we can get you not smoke and save your life.
All right. Close your eyes or whatever.
So wait, there's no one powerful enough out there that could probably hypnotize Austin, or have to want to be hypnotized.
No rival hypnotists coming in trying to battle me while I'm doing this. I'm new. So
I think that once people have done psychedelics, that it's probably harder for them to be hypnotized.
I would
really.
I would say, because I think that you realize what your brain is capable of and what your brain can do and fool you. And so you're like, I think you would go into it with like a mind of, yeah, like my brain can do whatever the fuck it wants. So I'm going to want to make it not be hypnotized right now.
Like, and you feel like it's psychedelics that are the greatest marker, that it's not like somebody who, you know, has a high IQ or can do calculus in their head. It's just drugs. Doing drugs is what means their brain has
Maybe. I don't know. Me and you have both played some Mensa conventions, and none of those people I feel were in touch with the other side.
A Mensa convention looks like it was organized by an idiot. Oh,
man. They are not like,
so scary.
They hold it in the shittiest hotel in the city. Yep. It's like a lot of women who like to knit and a lot of guys in suspenders. And I think a lot of those people could easily be hypnotized. Except
we did an author show and a woman slept in the front row.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I had a woman knitting while I was performing. I had another woman just reading a book.
She probably was hearing you the same
you
time.
You know what? She laughed. She could do both things at once. Yeah. She was reading the book and she was laughing at me. It was like working a Mensa convention. It was like being at like the most awkward swingers convention you've ever been at.
I will say that it did have there was a hint that everyone was going to fuck later. Like,
oh, I even said that. I think during my set, I was like, you guys are all banging after this. Like, you guys are hitting the hot tub. You guys are going to throw your keys in, your suspenders in, whoever grabs.
It seems like what you make Mensa, they would only let you like have sex with other Mensa members. Like, no. Only genius on genius sex to kind of.
Thank you,
Todd. You're not fucking anybody if you're in Mensa.
No, that's what I said.
But if you fucked each other.
That's what I told all them. I go, you guys should all be banging tonight, rubber free. You guys should all get knocked up. I was like, but you guys are smart enough to not get pregnant. Yeah. But you guys are the ones who should be getting pregnant because you're only going to help America's IQ. Let's
make some geniuses.
Exactly. And these awkward fucks, they weren't. There was no baby making that night.
No.
They probably have the precision to get what they need. You know what I mean? Without.
Oh, yeah. They probably lose one guy that can ejaculate by using his mind.
Yeah.
Probably. Probably. I bet if just a breeze hit their dicks, then they'll start going off from there. It was not a suave crowd. I'll say it now. It was rough.
They were nice, though. Nice people for the most part.
They were all kind of like that nerdy kid that you see kind of blossomed after high school, and he thinks part of being cool is just being mean to everybody. Like, they're all kind of like that vibe.
And no sense of humor whatsoever, usually.
They thought they were funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I fucking killed. They fucking loved me.
No, I'm saying they weren't funny.
Those people were awesome. I loved every one of them. Oh, they were so awkward. I felt so at home. I was like, finally, the rest of my tribe, fucking just people who are just awkward in public always. That's loved awesome. It.
Did they not like you, Austin?
I think I.
You look too much like the guy that used to beat them up.
I was doing my cat burglar character, and I think I asked where all the doctors were in the house.
Uh huh.
And then I think I asked, wait, hang on, where are all the medical doctors in the house?
I was being shitty to them. All the PhDs.
Oh, I wonder why they didn't care for you.
I mean, I was kind of, I was painted into a corner by the character. I was saying things I wanted to say too, but.
Right.
See, I was telling them they all look like they were going to bang tonight. They love me. Come on, let that nut go.
I can't imagine some fucking just wave of awkward texts any woman that was at that Jeff received, because every guy in there thought, oh, I have a chance now. The comedian said we might bang.
Oh, my God. Just for the record, I don't know. And I'm sure you've seen me do this on stage. They handed out a pamphlet, which I took. And on the back of the pamphlet, they have things at this Mensa convention called hug dots.
Mm-hmm.
HUGDOTS, and they are for, on your name tag, you either have a green, a yellow, or a red. And a green hug dot means that I'm comfortable with physical affection. So I'm okay hugging you.
God fucking damn it.
Are you kidding me?
This is actually really good.
This is dead. I'm not making this shit up.
I like
Motherfucker coming in with a touching and endearing fucking detail that I completely missed while I was there because I was busy being an asshole. But it turns out these fucking people are all over the spectrum, aren't they?
So then they have yellow. Yellow means I may be okay, but please ask me before touching me. And then red means I'm never going to be fucking okay with you touching me. Don't fucking touch me.
Love it.
But the part I loved the most about the hug dots was, obviously, there had been trouble in the past.
Yeah.
There was a need to identify via hug dots.
Like, the Mensa convention people got together after, like, the 87 Mensa thing, and they were like, how do you think the convention went? And one lady's like, did anyone else find Marvin a little like, I don't want to call him out. Like, I don't want to, you know, single anyone out. If there was a polite way that we could just, I don't know, convey that we don't want him to fucking touch us.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we could have, I don't know, fucking hug dots.
Do you remember last time when they hugged Ted Kaczynski and then he went out? We can't have that again. We need rules. People need to know.
Oh, I'm stealing that from you and using it in my act, dick.
Use it.
That's a way better punchline, you dick.
Yeah, but if you went up and hugged someone like Howie Mandel, like, doesn't he have like the OCD? And
Germaphobe.
Like, do not touch him.
So most comics are OCD.
Yeah, I agree.
Makes sense.
They were given the old elbow bump before COVID even.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I love it. Hug dots for everyone. I think we should all use that. Mine's open all the time. I'm a hugger. Green. To a detriment, I don't even think about how other people might feel if I put my arm around them or give them a shoulder. Hey.
Just for the record, I'm a red. Stay the don't fucking touch me. Especially now.
Or maybe an orange.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah,
depends maybe on the day. Maybe I'm a little nervous and I don't want to be touched.
Yeah, maybe. I'm going to be having a uterus party later, so
yeah. I don't know. Wait, you're going to one too?
All right, guys, this has been fun. We'll see what happens from here politically after this. We may not even know if there's a president yet. I forgot. It might take even longer, they said, before they can decide. So by the time you listen to this, it still might be up in the air. Either way, just be happy. Everybody love everybody. It will be fine. I promise. And
if not, Todd has guns.
That's right.
I'm going to Todd's house.
We have a candy buffet and a bunch of guns. We're set.
Bring your jerky. Nice.
Yeah. I'll bring the dew.
Don't just bring the whole candy bag. Todd will sort it out on his table. Yeah. Give him something to stay busy with. We'll bring
one
it
thing
down.
We should be worried about who's gonna win between Austin and Jeff and his weight loss challenge.
Next week it's gonna anyone who's on my team, I'll tell you this. Don't give up. I don't give up. I'm not giving up. I'm going to do this. I'm going to beat Austin. He is way ahead of me currently.
I feel the brakes coming on, and I feel this is a marathon, baby, mm-hmm. not a sprint. And
I have some great PF Chang's coupons chilling in my email right now, so that's going to be an issue,
right?
For sure.
Oh man, it's still Jeff. You've lost 1.6 pounds.
Yep.
It's week 3. That's still something.
You've been doing the HIIT training. I mean,
I feel healthier. My knee hurts more.
So
you guys are both going to be better by the end.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
but somebody beat somebody. It's still a fucking competition. So let's not be too
currently winning, Todd.
There's two different teams. That makes you feel good. I'm talking to Jeff specifically.
Team Oscar.
Yeah, that's right.
Team Jeff. I mean, Jeff. Whatever.
All right, guys. Well, that's going to be it for us. We'll see you next week. Keep rating and reviewing and sharing this with all your friends. Please, please, please. You're doing great. We love you. And we are out.